blush over.
Real sleeping. And it's chus to be together always. It's chus to be together with Chevra during these very special days of Ksharim. Go bring some more chairs. These very special days of relationships. Days of Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li, which clearly, obviously, are special days of revitalizing our kesher to the Eibishter. Sometimes the best way to do that is revitalizing our kesher to each other. First and foremost is the relationship we have as one, the achdus that we form as the children of Hashem, and that enables us to have a deeper, more special relationship with Hashem. And we need that so deeply these days. I feel very strongly, I spoke about it a little bit earlier this year, that the achdus, the acceptance, the understanding of each other, is something that needs to be focused on during these days. And one of the byproducts of this era, this pandemic, this everything we've been going through, I believe, I've seen, is created more new feelings of being judgmental, new feelings of looking down on others because of different viewpoints and different ways that people want to live their lives and think are safest to live their lives. And one way or the other, in every way, there has to be a very important mutual respect amongst brothers and sisters. And it's sad that there isn't that understanding, that there nobody knows Emes. Nobody knows Emes. The only Emes we know is that we don't know Emes. So we have to have the people we trust, and in the medical world, in the Ruchnistic world, and trust the Eitzah that we have, and live our lives the way that we see. And everybody might have different viewpoints and different views on that, and it's acceptable. It's part of Klal Yisrael. It's Eilu Veilu Divrikim Chaim sometimes. But to have a proper achdus and not being judging each other and looking down on each other and policing each other in ways that is, it's sad. It's causing a lacking of achdus. So let's rebuild our ksharm. So it's beautiful to be with Yidden who understand this, who just want to be close to each other, close to Hashem. And Mirz Hashem, the whole world should see that and live that. So I want to open up something I've been struggling with tremendously. Specifically, more and more every single day. It's a chukka to be in Eretz Yisrael. It's not a chiddush. We should always have that. The chukka we always have. But I haven't felt the struggle, the pain of not being in Eretz Yisrael. Outside of maybe, you know, during Beit HaMitzarim and sitting on the floor on Tisha B'Av for those few moments, more so than I felt it over the last few weeks. Mamish, every moment of my life, I can't stop thinking about Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim and wanting to be there. And obviously, it's because Mayim Genoivim Bimtaku, part of that comes from the general constant chukka we all have, but part of it comes from the fact that right now, the normal ways of the world, us as non-Israeli citizens, and us who are not presently learning in a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, are not allowed in Eretz Yisrael. That we're not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael unless you get a special permission, a special visa. As of now, as of today, we're not allowed into our country. We're not allowed home. We're not allowed home. That's painful. It should be painful to each and every one of us. And if we wanted to, in January, in February, we could have at any given moment, even though, okay, maybe it's difficult at the time, but we could have at any given moment got on a plane and been within Ichvesis, within 13 hours with all the traveling and everything. We could have been standing at Koisel Maravi davening. There's a nechama knowing at any moment I could get on a plane and I could be in the holiest place in the world if I need to be, if I want to be, if I have it. Whatever. There's a nechama in that. There's something that we live with that at least is a peace of mind knowing I could at any moment. I've been to Eretz Yisrael. I once went literally for 12 hours. I got in at 12 and left at 12. Talking that on the ground, that includes airport time. 12 hours. I wasn't there overnight. Someone brought me to take care of one Indian. I was lucky. I got to basically steal to be able to daven a mincha ma'ariv at the kaisel. Almost didn't even get that. But it was worth every moment. It was Baruch Hashem, siyata shemaya, what needed to be taken care of, It was a lot. But not just that, but just it was worth traveling there and just for the mincha ma'ariv. There are two things I was zoicha to do on that trip, besides for take care of what I needed to take care of, which was really just talking to someone for like 6 hours. But I, on the way there, Baruch Hashem, I made very good timing and got there early because Baruch Hashem, the people that brought me, they hooked up. Like I was, from the time the plane landed, I was 7 minutes in the car. 7 minutes. It was incredible. So I was running early. So I saw I was running early to where I had to be. I said, okay, take me straight to Kaver Rachel. So I was taking it straight to Kaver Rachel. I said, I can't, how could it be in Eretz Yisrael and not see my mother, not visit my mother? So I went to Davin first in Kaver Rachel. And it wasn't enough time to get all the way to the Avos Imos also, but at least to Kaver Rachel I got. I was there for a half hour. I got Davin Kaver Rachel. Then I was taking care of what I had to do. Mom stole a half hour to Davin Mincha Ma'ariv, which almost wasn't able to be had, to be honest. And basically went back to the plane. But it was worth, just for the Kaver Rachel, just for the Mincha Ma'ariv, it was worth going all the way to Eretz Yisrael. There's no question. And the Chevra knows, for the past, I think, 12 years, I've been zoicha to daven Yishlaim Yer Kodesh, to daven steps from Kodesh Kodashim, Yom Kippur. To think that that's a possibility right now that won't happen. You can't imagine. I mamish can't imagine. It's painful. To think that right now, again, I had a ticket on Al, that's not happening, that's already cancelled. Okay, I was thinking of booking another ticket, but then how many tickets can you have on layaway? That's, you know, I was going to wait, but I'm davening. Taka today, somebody called me with, they have an in, potentially, we're working on something. Working on something, I can't reveal, but I called some big people that I've connected, I called some big people, so far they haven't been so much help. I don't want to say who. Some big people. Because I can't imagine. I can't imagine not davening Eitzel Kodesh Kedoshim by the Avoda. Not having our shir that most of us have been at by Kaisel Maravi. Lel Yom Kippur. Not to be able to put on my talis and say Tefillah Zaka at the Kaisel. I don't know what the year is going to be like. I'm not signing up for a seat anywhere here. That much I haven't signed up for a seat. I'm not signing up for a seat. Yom Kippur, I'm not signing up. If it comes to it, I'll stand. I mean, I stand. Anyways, we stand all Yom Kippur. So I'll just stand somewhere if I have to. If I'm stuck in this country, I miss it, and we all have to miss it. And that I am going to be talking that we can't be there. It should be painful. We should be davening for this. It's a byproduct, a side thing. I mean, I don't know how many of us have thought about. The fact that if you wanted to, usually a Matzah Shabbos, you get on a flight. Okay, now it's already too late to get for Shabbos, Kodesh. But Matzah Shabbos, if I wanted to get on a flight generally, now this is the first time in my lifetime that's not a possibility. First time since we're able to fly to Israel, it's not a possibility. It's scary. Something we have to think about. So this is in mind. We open up this week's parasha. We open up Parashas Kisavo, and there's an emphasis throughout the Torah. We find this constantly in the Torah. V'hoya Kisavo l'aretz asher Hashem l'kecha noisin l'cha. Not just when you come to Yisrael, that Hashem l'kecha noisin l'cha. Hashem gave you this land. There's a deep connection to Hashem in this land. It's not just Eretz Yisrael, the Kaisel's there, Mar Sachpelah's there, Kivir Rochel's there. Some good shawarma is there. Meron. It's Asher Hashem l'kechem noisim l'cha. I gave it to you, meaning it's mine. It's my land. And then that very next pasuk, v'lakach the mereishes kol pri adam. I take the bikurim. You know, Asher tovi me'artzucha. Asher Hashem l'kecha noisim l'cha. Didn't we just say that the last part? Two pasukim in a row. You see that much? What an emphasis, right? We just said that's the land. Asher Hashem l'kecha. Exact same word. Asher Hashem l'kecha noisim l'cha. Such an emphasis on this. What pshat? So understand this, we have to go back a few parashas, Parashas Ekev. This is an incredible Rashi. The Torah tells us in Parashas Ekev, Perek Yidal, Pasuk Yibbeis, that Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Asher Hashem Alekecha Doyresh Yosa. A land that Hashem Doyresh Yosa, Hashem seeks it, looks at it. What is Hashem's doyrish usa? Tamid. Constantly. Hashem's doyrish usa tamid. Eine Hashem, which means, basically the next word, Eine Hashem lekecha ba. The eyes of Hashem are on Eretz Yisrael. The eye, Hashem's watching Eretz Yisrael, tamid. Mereishis Hashanah v'arachris Hashanah, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. So there's a lot we have to understand this pasuk. It says Hashem elkecha dorish was a tamid. What's tamid mean? Constant, consistently, always. So why is the end of the pasuk say Mereishis Hashanah v'arachris Hashanah? We said tamid already. If it's tamid, of course it's Mereishis Hashanah v'arachris Hashanah. No, there's a break. What, I mean, what does that mean? Of course. Why do I have to say that? Mereishis Hashanah v'arachris Hashanah. It's interesting, if you look Mereishis, also, just to point out, is missing an aleph here. It's Mereishis. The Reishis guy, I see it. Shmuel's shaking his head. You know this a little bit. They talk about this over there. What? You're thinking something else. I thought, okay, Reishis. We mentioned Reishis over here. Reishis is missing an aleph. It's Mem Reish Shin Yud Tov. We'll get back to that. But now let's see Rashi before we answer that. Rashi says, "Asher Hashem lekecha doyrish." So listen to Rashi. "Valo kol ha'artzos hu doyrish." Doesn't Hashem look at and care about all land? Doesn't everything that happens here in Chutz La'aretz happen from Hashem also? Shenemar, and it's a pasuk in Iyov, "Lahamtar eretz lo ish." No man is looking and taking care of the land. It's all Hashem. "Ela kaviyachol eino doyrish elo sa." Hashem's only doyrish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eretz Yisrael. And listen to this. Through being Dorish Eretz Yisrael, through looking and staring at and caring about and giving and being giving Shefa to Eretz Yisrael, Dorish is Kol Artus Ima. Everything else flows from there. What exactly does that mean? What does that mean? Hashem looks at Eretz Yisrael, takes care of Eretz Yisrael, and everything else is just flows from there. So the Rabbein Bechai explains it so beautifully over here. Aval inyan ki ikra adrisha v'ashkocha sham. The ikra ashkocha, the ikra that Hashem cares about and takes care of and is looking at is Eretz Yisrael. Why are we not there? Why are we sitting here? Why are we not living there? If that's where Dorish is, Tamid. Umisham, and from there, mispashtos l'shar artzos. It spreads out to all other lands. Ki inyan, like halev ba'adam, like the heart in a person, Shu nasim be'emsa guf, which is in the middle of the body. Shu ikar achayos, which is the ikar of our life. Our life is dependent on our heart. Umisham achios mispashi l'shar evarim. And that heart pumps blood and gives life to the rest of the body. So the heart of the world is Eretz Yisrael. And that's where Hashem is doyrish, and from there it gives to everywhere else. I was thinking, l'mashal. Whoever knows, I'm very into music. Some of the chevra knows, maybe not all the chevra knows. I mean, I'm into all types of music. I don't have the time, and I generally don't listen to much music these days, just out of time. But I appreciate music. I appreciate all different types of music. I'm even Yavin. We don't have to get into all the different genres right now. One of the bands, some of the chevra back in the day, I'll tell you which, the chevra was a class of MSs. The class of 2006 goes back 14 years. Class of 2006. I don't want to mention any. Whatever. There was a special chevra. I was very close with the chevra, and they were very big. A few of the chevra were very big into Dave Matthews Band. I don't know if the chevra is into this or knows, but they were very big into Dave Matthews Band. I don't know if Dave is still big anymore. What the deal is? Not really so much, but Dave Matthews Band, and they got me. You know. He spent time with Talmidim. Talmidim, you know, they offer you the goods. What's in, not all the goods. You stay away from a lot of the goods. But some of the goods that you want to connect to and you want to hear. I'm always into good music. I'll listen. And I got into it. I liked it a lot. Incredible musicians. But this guy, the guy on the violin, incredible, like the electric violin, you know, that guy. I don't think he like left the band a few years, right? I've told something, but he was incredible. Anyways, Lumaisa. So I was into it. I would listen once in a while whenever with the Chevra. So I wanted to hear them live. Because it's Eino Doime, right? Eino Doime, live. Music, live, Eino Doime. Whoever knows, right? We love Yishai Ribo, mamish incredible. When you're with Yishai Ribo in person, mamish Eino Doime. Eino Doime. That was my achana for Yom Kippur last year. It's mamish Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, take a chair, come, bring the room over here, the room or either side. Erev Yom Kippur was on top of Shuvu Banim. Oh, you took the picture. Moshe David took a picture of it. He came out of nowhere. I was on top of Shuvu Banim, staring down at Kodesh Kedoshim, listening to Seder Avod Erev Yom Kippur. You hear this? That's my Avchana. So I'm supposed to be a Chutz Lars this year? Of course I'm not going to be a Chutz Lars this year. And somehow, I didn't know the whole time. I'm listening, and mamish tears streaming and just preparing. Somehow Moshe David comes behind me, took a picture. I never said hello. Later that day, he shows me this picture, sends it to me. I'm like, what is going on here? Anyways. But Eino Doime, if you've been zoichin to be with Yishai Ribo in person, I don't know how many the Chever has, it hasn't been too often here, but a few times. He was here last week, I don't know if anyone was zoichin at any of those. But Lamaisa, Eino Doime, so I wanted to see him in person, but Lamaisa, I would never go to the concert, not because, again, I would listen to the music, if it's clean music such as that, but the scene at the concert's not my chill these days, you know what I'm saying? It's not... Not, I wouldn't go to the concert. Just, you know, Taiva Fest is not for me anymore. So what am I going to do? I can't. Okay, fine, shkoyach. You can't. That's part of life. So enjoy the music, you can't go. So then one night, that's what happened. Listen, I'm driving. It was the summer after that. Summer after 2006, if I'm not mistaken. Summer of 2006. And I'm driving over the Triborough Bridge. I think it's called something else now. Now it's called RFK Bridge, maybe. I'm driving over that bridge. And I'm going into the city with my wife on a Matzei Shabbos Kaidish to hear, we're going to a concert. We're going to hear, it happens to be my brother's father-in-law, C. Landsbaum and Noah Solomon. You know, the two chevra from Soul Farm, but just the two of them, mamish, it was beautiful music, if you haven't, unbelievable. So they were playing in the Karbach Shul, Matzei Shabbos Kodesh, they were giving a concert. We were going to the concert, see Levin Noah Solomon, we're going over the Triborough Bridge, and the windows were down, it was a beautiful summer night, and I hear music loud, and it's Dave, I hear. Dan, 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 dan. Yeah, chevra knows, right? Answer, no. Anyways, Lameisa, right, I hear it, I'm like, it's Dave. I'm like, what's going on? And then I look to my left and I see this over there, it's Randall's Island, and this big field, and you see this massive concert, and you see all the people, thousands of people. Okay, wow. And I immediately call one of the chevra, like, yeah, of course they're there, you know? And there's the Dave concert's going on, outdoors. So then I'm driving on the Chves Nishon, on the highway, and I see across Randall's Island on the other side of the water from Manhattan. And I see across the water, you could sit, they have benches. So later, late that night, I went to the Sea Land of Noah Solomon's wife, it was beautiful, went out to Mlav Malka, whatever. The next day I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, I find out there's another concert that night. I say, we're right across, I was in the car, you could hear perfectly. I call my sister, and I said, Tamara, you like Dave? You're like, let's go. I don't know, because my wife, she couldn't that night remember her place. Why? Whatever. I'm like, let's go to the concert. She's like, you wouldn't go to the concert. What are you talking about? I said, no. We're going to go across the water. We're going to park. We're going to sit down at the bench. And we're going to have the best of all worlds. We could hear the music. And we don't have to have any of the taivas or anything going on. Hashem Yerachim of whatever goes down. And we can just enjoy the music. And kachavi. That's what we did. We went there, sat down. Mamish, it was incredible. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I did it one other time. I ended up like another year doing it with my wife one other time. Twice I did this to Dave Matthews like that. Anyways, why am I telling all this? So we're all the way to the other side. So Lameisa, again, it was a gvaldik, because no taivas, none of the issues. You don't have to pay and you enjoy the concert. What could be better? But Lameisa, that's not where the music was happening. The music was happening on Randall's Island, and that's where the band was, and that's where the big... the big screens were, and that's where everything was. But it was misfashate. It's whenever anything toiv is happening in one place, it's misfashate. It's spreading out to other places. You can get close enough and still tap into it and connect to it. Kachavi the Eibishter. La'avdil elavavilam. Right? Kachavi the Eibishter. The Eibishter's ikr drisha, and he's only looking and he's giving all the shefa to Eretz Yisrael. But there's going to be, when you give that much shefa and that much drisha and that much attention, it's going to go and be spread to the rest of the world. And that's anything we have in the rest of the world that Hashem's doiris, that Hashem's looking at, and all the shefa that comes from it is only coming from Eretz Yisrael. Mamish Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. What are we doing here? Everything mamish happens. I was speaking to the other day, Arya Schultz, the chassan. Arya Schultz, who just went with his wife Gabby, I'm so close to them, they're such a wonderful, incredible couple. They went to Griskolol. Mirat Hashem, you'll be with them soon in the right time. We'll be in Artsrol. I'm saying you'll be in Griskolol. But when we're on Artsrol, I don't know if you still want to be in Griskolol, but that's another cheshbin. I don't know if you're going to want to be that far away, but okay. Anyways, it's a mukla, you'll tell them. Lameisa, no, it's beautiful learning. I'm just saying it's a long way from Beis HaMikdash, you know? Anyways. That's all I meant. What was I saying? Oh, Arya, listen to this line. Arya Schultz, he says to me, so he's in, he went with his wife, they went last week, and, you need more chairs? Or you good? They went, they have to go in quarantine, you have to be 2 weeks quarantine. So he told me, listen to what David Miller said to him. David Miller said to him, when you quarantine in your apartment, in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, it's still way less of a quarantine than being able to walk over all of America. You hear? He's in Eretz Yisrael. We're the ones in solitude, alone. We're the ones alone. We're in Chutz Laaretz. It's better to be quarantining in Eretz Yisrael, stuck in your apartment in Eretz Yisrael, and you shall lie in Eretz Yisrael, than being all over Chutz Laaretz. Remes. That's why it is. You know, the Chevra knows it's a schus to put out a sefer in Bereishis. Amir Tashem, we'll get to when we finish Chumashi Torah to publish the rest. Finished already Shamos and Vayikra, working on Bamidbar now. Decided to wait till we finish the rest. But every piece ends in a story. And I wanted it to be that way because I feel strongly stories build our amuna, build our connection to Hashem. And they're all personal stories, stories that happen to me. Because I want to open up all our eyes that these stories happen actually to all of us. We just have to open up our eyes a little bit wider. And if I go through sometimes, most of the stories, I don't know most, but many of the stories happen in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Baruch Hashem, it's close to be in Eretz Yisrael often, but not close. Most of my life, unfortunately, has been in Chutz Laaretz, but most of the stories happen in Eretz Yisrael. Because that's where Eretz Yisrael Hashem Lekecha Dorish Yisrael. Of course, that's where our eyes are going to be opened up wider. We're going to see them, feel, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will be in our lives. The things that happen to us in Eretz Yisrael, they don't happen to us in Chutz Laaretz. That's what it was. Some of the Chevra knows the story, but I realized over the years a lot of the newer Chevra doesn't know the older stories. Stories have to be repeated once in a while. That's why thinking about that Erev Yom Kippur, you need a chair, go in the back room. So it's a bunch of years ago when I started this minog to put on my talis and take tefillah zaka by Kaisel Maravi, which is such a special time, which Hashem will have again. So sitting, and I'm davening, I'm getting into tefillah zaka, and suddenly I feel something hit me. I look on my shoulder, it feels like it hits my shoulder. I'm outside in the corner closest to where you go inside. And I look, I see nothing. But then something hit me, so I look up, and I see, you know, there on one of the little ledge of the Kaisel, I see this bird, staring right at me. And I'm like, uh-oh, I definitely felt something. So I look again, nothing. But then I look on the floor right next to me, I see a droplet. That clearly, it hit me, and it was Baruch Hashem, one of the harder ones, that hit and felt, say it, and it went right off. That's what happened. But immediately, I started thinking, it's not, it can't be so good. You know, as I'm saying, Tzilzaka, Moms, we're in Kippur, birds doing that on me, what's going on here? But I go back into my Tzilzaka, and Mom, I didn't bring it here, I should have brought it. But if you go into Tzilzaka, the line I was up to, I don't remember, I'm going to paraphrase in English. I don't remember exactly, but the line I was up to is that we take our garments, which is our guf, and we soil it with soa. It's mamish the line I was up to in Tefillah. The line I was up to in Tefillah. We take our garments and soil it with soa. I was up to that line as soa hits my garments. You can't make that up. That doesn't happen. That can't happen in Chutz La'aretz. I'm sorry, it just doesn't. I remember, and it was very, very depressing. It was very sad. I'm like, so Rebbeinu Shem's telling me, Mamish, forget it, throw in the towel. Like, Mamish, I'm just, my year, my initial message was very scary. But then it hit me that Baruch Hashem, it bounced off. And it didn't leave a stain. It didn't leave any roishim. And I was saying, hopefully it was a good omen, it was a good simon, that whatever Eitz Hara tried to get my way, bounced off. That's the way I took it going into Yom Kippur. That's Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Hashem lekech l'dor shasa. That's kol, if we see in this week's parasha, that's what we mean. That's why we emphasize, and getting back to answer, explain, Hashem lekech l'noisim, Hashem wants to tell us all, time and time again, this is Eretz Yisrael's from me, it's my land. It's a land that I'm connected to. Kol pri adama, and all the fruit of the world, anything good that happens in the world, it's me'artzucha. Tavi me'artzucha, and it comes from your land, from Eretz Yisrael, from the land of Asher Hashem Elkecha Noisim Lach. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. But where does that all come from? Hashem's Dairish also, and all that Shabbat is given to Eretz Yisrael and spread out to the world, so we could at least, we have the schus to connect to it here as well. But where does it come from? Tashi Rebbe, Zeches Adekash Vracha, says, Piskami Kaidish Avodah Savodah. He says so beautifully, and we have to understand this, that every single year, at the end of the year, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, all that Hashem was doing to Eretz Yisrael that spread out to the rest of the world, all the shefa of the whole year, is chayzer. That R is chayzer. It's R chayzer. Those who are in Kabbalah a little bit. It goes back. It's gone. It's gone. And it's the tzilos of these days. The avoyda of these days. The davening, the slichos that are coming upon us soon, and some in this room are Svarti started already. The tshuva of these days that determines the next year's shefa. It's us. Hashem's Dorish Osa and gives over shefa to Eretz Yisrael that spreads to us, but it comes from us. Famous Nefesh HaChaim, we've said it over here. In Perek Dalet, all the way in the beginning, I'm sure the Chevrol is holding this because you should be holding in Nefesh HaChaim. If you're not holding Nefesh HaChaim, learn Nefesh HaChaim. We've said this over how many times? One of the most crucial svarim that we have to be holding on is Nefesh HaChaim. Vad that we love and connect to Shar Dalet, but Shar Aleph, and Beis and Gimel. But Shar Aleph is Mamish Yisod, Yisod is life. Go, if you want to say for Machshava that you haven't gone through yet, you got to go through it. You got to be holding. You got to know it's Mamish, such His Iris, and such Chachma, and such Machshava. He says, as the Mishnah says in Avos, Da Malamala Mimcha. We quoted this recently in a share. Da Malamala Mimcha. Pasha Psha, you have to know what's above you. But the way he learned it, Da Malamala Mimcha. Ki Kol Ma Shenasa Lamala. Everything that happens in the upper realm that eventually comes back to this world. It's all from you. Hakol Mimchahu. It's all from you. Meaning it's based on our actions. He goes on to explain. You think Titus and Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? We destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. We all know that. And he goes on, I'm not going to read through the Nefesh HaChaim right now. Maven Yavin. But it's our Meisim that determine that Shefa that comes from Hashem's Dorish. It's what we're doing right now. We build our own palace or we dig our own grave. And it's being determined now. Because now is when the chef of previous years, Drisha, is wearing off. And the new year's Drisha and Shefa is being determined. And the Tasha Rebbe says, that's Pshat. In the end of the Pasuk that we asked, seems to be completely redundant. in Parshas Ekev, where it says, Eretz Asher Hashem L'kachot Dorish, it's a Tomer. Hashem's constantly Dorish this land, constantly Dorish and looking at, bring a chair. Constantly looking at and determining and giving Shefa, Tomer, and then ends, Mereish Hashan V'ach Hashan, Shkoyach, Mereish Hashan V'ach Hashan. We know that already from beginning to end of the year. Why is it, if it's Tomer, of course it is. Hashem's looking always, but you know when the Shefa is being determined? Mereishis Hashanah Varachris Hashanah. What's Mereishis Hashanah? Mereishis Hashanah. Mereishis Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah. Arachris Hashanah, till right before Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, when's that all being determined? When's it all happening right now? And it's Mamash Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. We said before that Reishis is without an aleph. Why? Amar Yitzchak Tazayin Mabez and Rosh Hashanah. Kol Shana Shirasha B'tchilasa Misasheres B'sofa. Every year it's to start Shirasha. It has to start rush, impoverished, and then it will end rich. Meaning we have to start realizing we're at a state of being impoverished. Why? Because we've lost all the shefa from the year. It's ending. So we're at a low state of shefa. We have to build the shefa through our actions, through our avodah, through our davening, through our tshuva. We're determining what's going to be happened. Eretz Yisrael will be spread to us. Don't forget, the ikar is Eretz Yisrael. How so? Of course, tefillah and tshuva and tzedakah and midos and Torah. But I want to emphasize one tonight. This is what the Tosha Rebbe emphasized. He spoke about one pasuk in Tehillim, tremendous. Perech Samech Gimel, pasuk Dalet. He says, this is our Ikar Avoida. Our Ikar Avoida is to gain all the greatest Shefa that could be Dorish on Eretz Yisrael, and then through that to us. The pasuk says, Perech Samech Gimel, pasuk Dalet, Ki Toiv Chas Duchom Echayim. Kitoiv, all the good of your chesed of chayim. Chayim is everything, right? Sifri chayim. All that we're going to get. All the shefa from above. All of it. You know how we're going to get it? The end of the pasuk. Sifasai yishab chuncha. My lips will praise you. Hashem, not for him, but for us, is going to determine that shefa, the Tosha Rebbe says, based on how much we praise Hashem. How much, you know, I think it's no coincidence. I believe it's no coincidence at all that this was the year. And this year, let's be real, let's be honest. In all of history, of our lives, has it been a year where we need Rosh Hashanah more than right now? You guys were too young. You don't remember the year of September 11th and what Rosh Hashanah was that year. The last time Rosh Hashanah was as powerful as it is right now, I believe, was September 11th. September 11th happened right before Rosh Hashanah. It was during Yemei Slichus. It was, a week before Rosh Hashanah? A week and a half before Rosh Hashanah? I don't remember exactly. That Rosh Hashanah clearly was you could imagine, was very powerful, but that's before your time. Some of you were alive then, but you don't remember what it was. You know, what about this Rosh Hashanah, after everything the world's been through, after everything our families have been through, after everything our community's been through, and still is going on different ways, Baruch Hashem, and as much as people, alarmists, are making big deals, they have to simultaneously, and they should be talking more about how incredible a place we're in at the same time. I'm not saying we're perfect, I'm not saying there don't have to be protocols and precautions being taken on some level still, of course, but at the same time, ain't no dime at what was a few months ago, and don't make it as if it is. I understand people are afraid of that. I understand. I'm sensitive and I respect. But if we look back what this year was and what we want for this upcoming year, and it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah says Chaim. Chaim Friedlander explains this. Rosh Hashinoi. It's the beginning of new change, of a new year. So what's the Ikar Avodah that we could do? So I think it's no coincidence this was the year that and specifically more so in our communities where it stemmed from, but in the Jewish world, there was this strong emphasis on thank you Hashem. Thank you Hashem. My son's Rebbe, who I'm close to, I love, Joey Newcomb, who made it very popular, and and the Blumstein Mishpacha that created the whole entire big, you know, movement of Thank You Hashem with bumper stickers and the song and everything else. But that's beautiful. That's awesome. Thank You Hashem is this Pasuk in Tehillim, is Sifasai Shabchuncha, to praise Hashem, to constantly praise Hashem. V'samachta b'chol ha-tov, recognize it's all the good that Hashem does. As we see in this week's parasha, v'samachta b'chol ha-tov, kol toiv, all good. I think we mentioned this here already. Kol toiv is Gematria 67, Gematria El. That's what these days are for, to praise Hashem, to say kol toiv, it's all good. Say it's all good. And it's even very, just say that. Thank you, Hashem. How often do we say thank you, Hashem? We wake up in the morning, we say Modani. Do we think about what it means? Maybe we should start, because often davening is something we don't think about enough what the words mean. Or maybe we should, after Modani, say the words, thank you, Hashem. Just say it. That's what we're saying. Sometimes it's just rote, mechanical. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, that we are healthy in this world of what everything went through. And say it every day. Not to be desensitized in the health that we have. And maybe one area to focus on then, if it's Shabchun Chosafasai, is on our brachos, because that's thank you Hashem constantly. Every time I make a brachos, thank you Hashem. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokim Echolam, is thank you Hashem for this that you're giving me right now. That's what we're saying. You are the source of all blessings. Thank you Hashem. In words that our great Chachamenu Zecharei Lebracha gave us to say. It's thank you Hashem, but think. Let's think every time I say Baruch, I'm about to say thank you Hashem. Because then, we'll be zoyche to the chastecha toiv of Chaim, of all that we want, and it'll be a new year and a different year. That Hashem will be doing Teretz Yisrael, but spread to us as well till we get there, as we yearn to be there. Those 100 brachas they were supposed to be making. Mo Hashem lekech sholmach kim liyira al tikri mo lemeya. Mo Hashem l'kach, what does Hashem ask of you? Al tukir mal ne'er. You mean all that Hashem asks of you is to say those brachos. But it has to be mimcha. As Sor of Shur explains, mimcha, it should say mimcha, mem mem chaf. It says me'imcha. It has to be from within you. It has to be from your depth. It has to be with emotion. It has to be real, those brachos. To think, thank you Hashem. Me'imcha. Me'imcha. Every time we make a bracha, thank you Hashem. I realize it's chus to be able to say thank you Hashem. It's chus to have Hashem. It's chus to have a kesher with Hashem, to be a ben melech. Thank you Hashem. That alone, those words change the world. I want to read you, I read this in a shir to women a few weeks ago. I don't know how many but listen to the women's shir, don't, but it's just to read you from the Rav in Halacha Kaman. Listen to these words. He says, holiness does not wink at us from beyond, but appears in our actual, very real lives. The beginnings of holiness are rooted in the highest heavens, and its end is embedded in the end of the end of days. But the link that joins together is the halachic conception of holiness, the holiness of the concrete. An individual does not become holy through mystical adhesion to the absolute, nor through mysterious union with the infinite. That's momentary highs, right? Holiness is not momentary highs. That's what he's saying. I remember Rav Shlomo Amar telling me this as well. I've been with Rav Shlomo Amar of Yom Kippur many times as well. Tzadik Yisoid Olam, Rav Shlomo Amar. Holding Kol HaTorah Kula Nigla V'Nistar, and the sweetest person in the world. What a tzadik. If you want a tzadik to go to, find a way to go to Rav Shlomo Amar. Nobody else like him. Right, that's not where holiness is, not in the mystical adhesion to the absolute nor through mysterious union with him, but rather through his whole biological life, actualizing the halacha in the empirical world. Holiness is created by the man by flesh and blood, through the power of our mouths, through verbal sanctification alone, we can create holy offerings. Through thanks, thank you Hashem, I could be holy. That's what he's saying. And living a halachic life and living up to those words. But saying it, just saying those words, through the power of our mouths, through verbal sanctification alone, we can create holy offerings. You know what's going to happen back? A year of shef, of simcha, bracha, mereish, shana, and achos, hashem. Teretz Yisrael, and for the whole Gantz Welt. And for each and every one of us. We have to say it. We have to say those words. We have to want it. And when I said this women's share, it reminded me of an old story. And it came up recently this week again. So just to share, and I apologize to Chazara for something that's listened to that year, but it's also a story I might have said here also. Came up this week when I was talking to a young man that was in Michigan. So I was thinking about this story. One time I had this chus to go to a chastin in Detroit, Michigan. Very special Talmud, Yoni Miodovnik. He's a dentist now in Detroit. Some of the chevre might know some of his brothers from Kew Garden Hills. Wonderful tzaddik, love him. He graduated in the class of 2004, Yoni Miodovnik. So I went to his chastin in Detroit. He was on when we had to have the Zoom shiur during that time. He was on maybe a few of them, I don't remember, but definitely he was there. That was maybe the only godless of Zoom shiur was a guy, chevre from throughout the world, could be on the shiur. Anyways, so I'm flying back from his chasana. I'm on the flight back. And it was a short flight from Detroit. And I'm sitting next to a window. I hate sitting next to a window. I usually always get the aisle seat. I like this, the ability to know I could get up at any moment and not have to ask someone to move and inconvenience someone. You know, you feel very claustrophobic by the window. Some people I know like the window, to lean on the window, go to sleep, but I like the aisle always. Okay, but this was a short, so this is an hour flight, not the biggest deal. Like, I could handle it or whatever it was. So I sit down, I remember I was learning Mishnayos. I don't remember which Mishnayos, but I know I was learning Mishnayos. I remember there was a man and then a woman next to me. Both like college age, they seemed. And the man maybe was reading a book. The woman had out a computer, was watching some movie. And they come around with drinks. And I got a Diet Coke or something. The woman got whatever she got. The guy asked for a cup of wine. And already I was very taken aback. And I want to explain this. Like, I understand there are people, they go out to eat and they get a glass of wine. I'm not knocking down. I'm not looking down. Chas v'sholom. You know what I mean? But to me, MS, a glass of wine is kadosh. You know, like, I bring in Shabbos and make Kiddush on a glass of wine. I make Havdalah and bring Kiddush into the whole week on a glass of wine. I've stood under many chuppas to make brachas, to be a Masada Kiddush, to make a bracha. Yesterday, I would buy a chuppah, made a bracha, holding a cup of wine. Purim, MS, Purim is wine. Chasiyayim v'yatasod. I've had the schus of the kohen to do many pidyon habens. I was schus by Yoni Minodovnik for his son's pidyon haben. When we make a pidyon haben, we end the pidyon haben on a cup of wine. So just to, like, I'm on a flight home, get a cup of wine in some chvestish, some like paper cup, and right away it was like, really? Like, you do that, you know? Okay, I understand. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not tightening when someone gets a cup. I'm just telling you what my feeling was. Like, I was a little taken aback. It's not something I generally would do. But then this was a kicker. Then I watch him take this cup of wine, which to me, again, this is like Kiddush Havdalah, and the chasana all in one, on this flight back from Detroit, and he takes a cup of wine and he just drinks it. No bracha. No, he just drinks it. Doesn't make a bracha. Okay, he wasn't Jewish. That's like a side point over here, you know? I'm not saying he did anything wrong, again, but I'm telling you, I was like, mamish brought almost to tears watching this guy take a cup of wine and not even make a bracha. And what was I thinking? I'm like, wow. What a schus it is to be a yid. You go and you just have this cup of wine and you just down it. And like, it's just to put you to sleep or to enjoy or whatever pleasure it is. It's eat, drink, and be merry. When we have a cup of wine and anything we drink, we have the schus to not just have a physical connection to pleasure, but we're going to elevate that and connect to Hashem. and be makadish it and make it holy. And we have the, what a tzchus it is to make a bracha and to connect to God in everything that we do and to say thank you, Hashem. I'm like, you don't have that tzchus. You're missing out. You're missing out. To say thank you, Hashem. And when we say thank you, Hashem, when we make our brachas, we're mamash elevating the world. We're elevating everything in our life. What an opportunity it is. What a tzchus it is. And through that, we determine what's going to be. Through that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doyresh, tamid, mireishis hashana, rashana, arachas hashana. So, chevra, let's do it. It's up to us, as Nefesh HaChaim explains, as Tashi Rebbe explains, it's up to us. That we want Hashem to be doyresh, tamid, in a way that we see, it's all toiv, but in a way that we see as toiv, right away. Let's grab on to these last few weeks. Last couple weeks before the Helga Yant of Rosh Hashanah, let's focus on saying thank you, Hashem. Let's focus on making brachos with kavana from meimcha, from our depth. Thinking, just think about the words Baruch Atah Hashem. You're the source of all blessing, Hashem. You're everything to me. Thank you, Hashem. Think about it. Let's make our brachos slowly. Take upon ourselves to make our brachos slowly. Tell you one of the earlier, and maybe I've spoken about one of the earlier chevras of Thursday night shir, and what I miss more than anything in the world. There was a man, a young man. Now he's married, Baruch Hashem. At least he had a boy a year ago. Now exactly a year ago, because I was in Eretz Yisrael the end of August last year. It was right when he had a son, Gavriel Gavian. What a tzaddik! What a special Talmud. I'm all have to say, I'm just going to get up to Shemayim and say, I'm Gavriel's Rebbe. That's all I have to say. I hope he still thinks of me as a Rebbe. I'm telling you, that's all I have to say. I'm Gavriel's Rebbe. Good, that's it. Gavriel Gavian, I can tell you so many stories, maybe after the thing's off. Gavriel, remind me later to tell you a story about Gavriel Gavian. But for now, Gavriel Gavian, I'm sure he still does, makes brachos mamish. Just hearing a bracha from him, change your life. And what he would do, he actually said a bracha with kavanah. Like he actually said it with kavanah. Like he thought about it, and you could tell, and you felt it. So every single Thursday night, he'd come to shir, and before we'd start shir, we'd just have a bracha party for Gavriel. I'd make sure to have every type of food, so we could hear him make a mezoinus, make a adama, make a eitz, make a shakal, make it all. And that's how, that was the chizuk. We didn't have to sing l'parditchiver or anything. We just had to, this was pre-parditchiver. We just had to have Gavriel, Gavian make brachas. Emes. And it was like, Life-altering. Bisamim. I don't remember. We probably sometimes did that. I don't remember. Yeah, it's you, Svarti, probably. You know? But Lemaisa, let's make brachas. Let's say thank you, Hashem. Let's mean it. And through that, Hashem would doyresh tamid, Eretz Yisrael, and all the world through Eretz Yisrael. B'zoicha t'ksiv chsim toiva, gug ben shiar. A year of simcha, bracha. A year of health. A year of gezunt. A year where all our tefillos are answered. B'simcha. A year where we're zoicha to gul shleima, b'mehera b'meim.